you out there grazing on some grass. Couldn't help but notice that gorgeous ass. That tail flips so seductively, almost like a hand was welcoming me. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. Hey, baby girl, do you want an apple? I'll take you to the wedding chapel. Hey, baby girl, do you want some grains? Your hindquarters are making me insane. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. I might be a man, you might be a horse, but this bond between us is an overwhelming force. If they could see inside us, then they'd know that it's true. Then you'd be inside of me, and I'd be inside.
When I said let's give it up, let's get enthusiastic, let's get down with the program.
You touched my dick.
Jim, come on now, you did grab my stuff and you know that.
Might be the greatest Me Too of all time.
No one picked up on it. We were trying to make headlines and it didn't work.
It's one of the bigger names in the industry.
Yeah, Bushman of Legends, Jimmy Kimmel grabbed his stuffing and yeah. No one cares.
Nobody gives a shit about the Bush.
Yeah, I ran into the Bush at the Comedy Store.
I heard.
He was doing the Comedy Store podcast.
I was dying when they're like, who's Aaron Brockovich?
They had trouble figuring out who Aaron Brockovich.
Dude, well, because you need a code. If you talk to the Bush, you need Bush code.
You need the cheat.
Yeah. He's like a wind talker.
He talks the shorthand.
When the Native Americans were brought in to decipher codes.
He was saying Aaron Brockovich and Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. By the way, like you could also think that he knows some guy named just Jeff Daniels.
He could. So yeah, it was good seeing the Bush. He looked like he's dropped some weight. Not that he had a lot of weight to drop.
I don't know, dude. When was the last time we saw him? The summer, right?
30 years.
Yeah, he looks. Shave his head?
Someone asked on the Instagram if he was 90 years old. Bush has always been a spry man.
Who knows, man? That's the problem. You never know with the Bush.
Yeah, yeah. He shaved his head. He's pretty gray.
Why did he shave his head? I didn't understand.
I don't know.
He doesn't have a great head for shaving.
It's very small.
Yeah, he's no forehead. It's like it's almost like he took part of his skull off.
Well, he looks almost like the guys at the end of Beetlejuice, like a little shrunken head.
Yeah, he looked... I mean, look, this isn't a picture. It's not well lit, the hallway.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I did say he looked about 30 years older than the last time I saw him, which was over the summer.
He asked how the podcast was.
We might have to get him on one more time because I'm worried. I have these feelings that I feel like Bush is not long for this world. But I said that about 15 years ago, too.
I said we had a show coming out, hopefully, on All Things Comedy soon. We'd love to get him on that.
We got to get him on that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds great. Oh, yeah.
And then we'll let All Things Comedy worry about getting him there and taking him home.
I said, Bush, you got a car? Oh, no, no car. I take the Uber.
Whatever. Okay, so dude, he had a minivan for 2 weeks.
Did he just leave it in the shop?
Never found out what happened to it. He said it was gone. He said he broke down and then never heard anything about it again.
Well, he may have just broken down crying. I don't know what happened to the van.
He was just living in somebody else's van. Oh, yeah. It was a friend of mine.
I told Eleanor a story about when we had Bush on Daddy Knows Best in front of Bush because he brought it up about how he learned his line so fast. Which I think he had one line, by the way.
And he fucked it up.
And I was like, and you showed up pretty drunk.
But I will say this. We did tell him to climb into a dumpster.
And he was more than willing. So I was like, this is pre-Uber and Lyft. And Bush just shows up in like a random SUV. And he's like, that guy, someone's got to pay him $50. And I was like, Bushman may have invented Uber. Because this is pretty.
No. I think there was rideshare. Oh, no. Wait, did we? No.
I don't think there was. I think we told him to get in a taxi. And he showed up and he's like, that's my taxi.
No, it was like 2013.
So it was not
2014.
Pre?
I think we told him to go get a Lyft or Uber. And what he ended up doing was taking some illegal SUV, some guy.
Just some random
guy. Yeah, then you had to pay him money. Otherwise, like he told the Bush he couldn't get out of the car. He was going to like beat the shit out of him.
I would have loved, like, how would Bush approach that guy?
And
why would you trust the Bush?
Did you know that the Bushman was going on the Comedy Store podcast?
I didn't, but Courtney, I think, saw it on Twitter or Instagram.
Why did they not consult us? Because there is so much
Eleanor
gold.
Hit me up and said, would you mind if the Bush did our show? And I said, absolutely not. We don't own a monopoly on the Bush.
The Bush should be spread around.
Yeah, the Bush needs to be planted and grown everywhere.
And trimmed by all.
Yeah, and so I said, no, not at all. Like we don't own rights to the Bushman. We want him to do as much as he can, and as I gave her his email, forgot about it, and she didn't mention it to me because I was like, after she was like, some of the stuff you're talking about is great. And I go, you should have hit me up. I was like, yeah, anyone knows the Bush, it's us.
I don't understand that. Like, we have so much. There's so many points that you can kind of just. She hasn't talked to the Bushman in 10 years, at least.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And she didn't talk to him much when he was around.
And we know the ins and outs, what gets him going, what gets him not going.
I mean, we don't record the 4-hour pre-show before we actually get him settled in to record.
Yeah, you gotta find out what's going on lately. But I had a spot at 11:15. At those shows that start at like 8 o'clock. So it's like,
oh yeah, the main room.
It's more or less like 2 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
So I just popped in at the very end and saw the Bush. And he liked to, oh man.
I heard when you're like, Aaron Brock, Ryan O'Neill. Yeah, Aaron Brockovich.
Of course. But he didn't know that when they were asking who it was.
Dude,
but it was good
crazy.
To see the Bush. A lot of people asked what he was drinking. It was coffee.
It was cool.
I believe. Well, but you never know with the Bush.
We should get him on.
He's getting his master's, he told me. 30 years of school. I don't know what he plans on doing.
He's the longest
He's
going to
be 80 there. Years old when he gets out of college.
He should have had William H. Macy and Felicity Huffman get him into
I think they
USC.
They may be paying to get him in.
By the way, what a fucking hilarious. But they're going to go to prison. Well, they have no choice at this point. It's too public.
What's crazy is Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin, they didn't even want to go to school.
Girl has a million.
They're Instagram people. They make money.
She has 1.4 million Instagram followers, and she has a deal with Sephora. Why are you sending her to college?
She like forced her to go.
And now she lost her her fucking deal with Sephora. They dropped her. A bunch of people did.
Her mom forcing her to go to college has hindered her in her job search.
So funny.
Like,
dude,
it's crazy.
I think that, I mean, they were at that level. Did you know that Lori Loughlin, the chick from Full House, you know where her husband was?
Isn't he like a huge fashion designer?
He was the Mossimo guy.
Oh, okay.
He's that, his first name is Mossimo.
Mossimo is like.
It was like 90s huge.
Kind of like the original Von Dutch, where like it started hot and then got like real lame.
But dude, when you were in high school.
Oh, everywhere.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You couldn't go
in
anywhere.
Middle school.
Any mall was full.
Yeah. So he made a ton of cash.
Yeah, they're loaded. She lost her Hallmark shows.
Yeah, I mean,
Fuller House booted her from their final season.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, she's out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's hilarious.
She's
I love
dumb.
That William H. Macy was totally involved, but since...
What's he saying? I didn't do it?
No, he's but they can't charge him because only his wife wrote the check. So she's going to go to prison, and he's not. At the same time, he's probably like, oh, fuck, thank God. But I don't do all the bookkeeping. I
think he's like, think we can see other people while you're in prison.
He's 69. I don't know who he's seeing.
He wants a 69 with the Bushman.
I was dying. I was like, dude, this is the best. This is hilarious.
Such a bizarre scandal.
Also, I'm a little pissed because I have a legit learning disability, didn't get any extra time on my SATs at all, didn't get any preferential treatment whatsoever.
I read about the guy who was acing the SATs down in Florida.
He
could get it to like the point.
Yeah,
like
he was a Harvard grad.
He's like, I think it was this is what I got. And he was like, exactly right.
They said
he didn't have the answers. He was just that smart.
Yeah, and what was great about him was that he came out and made a statement like, hey, guys, I'm the dude who did it. I don't think it's right, but he just came right out and was like, I'm the genius behind all of these fucking SATs.
He works at one of those like sports academies in Florida.
Oh, does he?
It's like a professional sports factory. I think he's suspended indefinitely, but he's probably taking their test, allegedly.
But I think he definitely, you could tell almost there was a bit of an ego with him coming out big, like, I'm the guy.
Yeah, because he was
the dude who did it.
I think he said, like, this isn't who I am, but, like, he did kind of want his name out there.
Dude, I'd hire that guy if I had a business. He's fucking smart as shit.
Yeah. No,
I think that guy's going to come out ahead. Everyone else is going to fucking burn, and that dude's going to be fine.
Just, it's such a weird thing is that, like, Laura, her daughters could have got in somewhere. Like, why was USC such a big deal?
They spent $500,000.
When Laurie, I guess she didn't go to college, but it's like, okay, I get it. But
dude, I read that
just
too.
Send her anywhere. You can send her to, like,
who gives a
ton
fuck
of
about college?
School. And the girl that he want to go.
She was also making fucking
tons of money. Yeah.
She should have just gone to some other state school, whatever it was, and then you just fucking do your Instagram shit, get more of these fucking makeup deals. She'd be a multimillionaire by the time she's 25 if she didn't go to college.
And
now she's not going to be shit.
She's not even going to graduate because they left because everyone was like giving her shit, I guess.
It's fucking... That's so... I don't understand people at this day and age. We're like, well, we didn't go to college. Yeah, but she did fine.
Yeah.
Your fucking husband is a multimillionaire and so are you. Who cares if you didn't go to fucking college?
Courtney watches a lot of these idiotic Real Housewives shows, or I think at least one, the Beverly Hills one.
Yeah.
So I see it in passing here and there. It's horrible. Like, and all of them try to force their daughters to go to school. They all come, they go for like a month and then they come home. And it's like, they don't want to go. You're fucking beyond rich. What motivation do these people have to go there, to work hard, to live in a fucking dorm room when they live in a palatial fucking estate for free?
It's crazy.
Yeah, and so they go because they're like, I want you to go. And then they come home and they're like, this sucks.
Dude, I didn't go to college till I was 21 and I had a job. And I got to be honest with you, having a job and money and then going visiting your friends at college on the weekend is by far the best way you could do it. None of the schoolwork, all of the perks, and you're not broke. It was phenomenal.
When college is great, but there's a lot of, you know, especially if you come from crazy money, like living in a dorm, it's not great.
But yeah, but her dorm, did you see her fucking dorm?
Oh, is it like crazy?
Like, it was a dorm there, but I think Target paid to have it like completely remodeled. And then she had all these deals with all of these companies and they gave her like top of the line bed. Like, it was 10 times nicer than a bed that you would find even in a nice house.
What was her GPA? Has that been released? Were teachers taking it easy on her? You know she didn't do any work.
Well, dude, I mean, it's same with legacies. Like, these legacies that get in because they're... I don't agree with that. It's like...
Harvard does that.
And so does Georgetown.
Harvard
and fucking
was
Yale and Princeton.
In this scandal.
Yeah, there was a bunch. Yale was big in there. USC, UCLA. I don't get it.
A lot of people were like...
It's not the same time it used to be. You don't have to go to fucking college. The guy I know that makes the most money of everybody that I know, outside of the...
Ari Shaffir.
No, outside of the entertainment business, that dude didn't go to college. He's a fucking mechanic, and he has the best life of anybody I've seen to date.
And his parents aren't out $500,000.
No.
That's such a... Like, to not... To pay that and then not have it go all the way through... And you're gonna illegal like all the like expenses. It's horrible.
Did you see that lady who
horrible execution
suing them all for $500 billion?
Who? No.
There's a class action lawsuit this lady started, and she's suing all the people that are been indicted on this for $500 billion.
Why?
Saying that like she took all these opportunities away from all of these people.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's great.
Why not?
Because you're still going to have to fucking deal with the headache of it. It's not going to go anywhere.
They could just settle it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like here's a couple million dollars to everybody. But no, I mean, and also if this isn't the greatest case of I don't know why Hollywood people fucking talk at all, but this is the greatest case of never listening to them. Because there was all these interviews now of like that Lori Loughlin saying like, we don't like pushing our kids. We think, you know, just let whatever your kids are doing is fine with us.
Apparently not.
William H. Macy talking all this stuff. His wife saying this shit. It's crazy. And all of it was the great hypocrisy.
He hung out at the Comedy Store one night.
William H. Macy?
I guess, yeah.
Really?
A while ago. I guess he went up to Jessica Michelle Singleton and he was like, hey, I really think you're great. And she like blew him off because she didn't know who he was.
You just thought it was some old dude?
Yeah, she thought he was like this creepy fucking
really?
Guy.
Really? What was he like, doing hanging
she
out?
She was like, yeah, okay, great. And then someone was like, do you know who that was? It was William H. Macy.
He was on a flight of mine out of Burbank once.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess he went on. I wasn't there, but I just heard her tell the story.
Jesus, she just blew a gold. She could have gone on Shameless.
I was like, well, I guess you never know. You got to be like, who am I talking
to? Yeah, there is something to be said with keeping your eye on what people look like in Hollywood.
Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Great, great day for amateur drinkers.
You mean just the Irish, right?
Yeah, okay. And the Mexicans, because everyone out here does Cinco de Mayo, so that's a trade-off.
That's true.
And speaking of the Irish, Connie Mac McGregor in trouble again.
Did you see that? What an idiot. So we had speculated that maybe he was with a chick and the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you see the video of him smashing the phone?
What, he just grabbed the guy's phone?
Yeah.
Because he took a picture of him?
He threw it on the ground and just stomped it.
But why? Just because he wants to bully,
a bunch of dudes
bully
around.
Civilians?
He's a fucking dude. He thinks he's the, why did all these fucking rich fucks in this college thing think that they would get away with this scot free?
Why is he?
They're above the law.
Why is he rolling around with like 15 bodyguards?
And by the way, I'm not opposed to the rich.
If he's such a badass,
yeah, I don't know.
Why does he have such a crew of dudes? If I saw him, I would be tempted to try to provoke him
to get some.
Do the Rocky Five? Touch me and I sue. Come on, punk.
You remember my buddy that lives in Nashville?
Yeah.
When we were in bars, he used to do stuff like that. Like he would talk a lot of shit, and people were like, "I'm gonna beat your ass." He's like, "Go ahead." He's like, "I need the money," and he was like, "I'll just let you beat the shit out of me. Let's go outside." He's like, "Come on, let's just fucking go."
Which they're like, oh,
and everyone was like,
"That
oh.
ruins it."
Yeah, he was more than willing to throw down, and he was not going to throw a fucking punch
because like that guy's going to Conor McGregor's going to pay that guy.
He has to settle.
Why can't he?
But is he going to be able to fight in the U.S.? This is a violation of his probation.
Yeah, then like everyone's like, "Oh, it's so awesome! He got out of jail and he's running." And it's like, "Yeah, great,
dude. He's a dick.
He's training. He's a fucking douche.
He's a total dick.
He sucks."
I'd be pissed if I took a picture.
Habib has worked him over, and so now his pride's hurt. So he's going out to these clubs in his skin tight white pants with his little Irish dinky, and some guy took a picture of him. So he broke the guy's phone for no reason. Just kept saying, "Are you going to give that back? Are you going to give that back to me?"
Dude, you're high pro. You wanted to be high profile. Part of making $100 million in your profession was the fact that people are going to fucking notice you. And you love that when you want it. But also it's going to happen when you don't want it. Maybe you didn't want it. Maybe you're fucking tired. Maybe you're agitated. But too bad. You got to fucking deal with it. It's worth the $100 million. I got to be honest with
Plus,
you.
Plus, you love talking about your kids. You just had another one. What the fuck are you doing out at a club at 4 in the morning?
That's the other thing.
It's like, what are you doing? And yeah. I'm sick of seeing his fucking stupid whiskey that if you go to his page, he just retweets it every fucking 5 seconds.
Also, just fucking retire. You're making a shit ton off this whiskey.
Or join the WWE, which I think eventually he will, because I think he's going to be like Ronda.
But like, who cares? Just fucking go. Just stop. Just say you're going to retire, because at this point now you're like, maybe I'll fight this guy. Maybe I'll fight Cerrone. Maybe I'll fight fucking Diaz.
Well, then on Twitter,
just
he's
fight
like,
somebody. Then
he's being like a lame fucking cheerleader. He was like Tony Ferguson, who's having all these issues with his wife, and
yeah, I mean he has mental health issues.
But he's like Tony, you know, he's come back for some. Come on, Tony, you could. I was like, what side of Conor McGregor is this?
I do though say like
I get it.
It sounds like he's Matt Hughes also having major mental problems.
Yes.
And these guys do get their fucking brain worked over.
Oh, probably CTE.
And if you already come in there, probably with some pre-existing mental problems, it's not like getting punched in the head helps it.
No, it's going to exacerbate.
I do feel bad for that because that sounded like a real fucking bad situation for him and his family.
Yeah, he's like hearing voices in the walls and thinking people are like following him and all this crazy shit.
I've dealt with that. Not personally, but I've dealt with somebody that I was with who's somebody's... relative was like extreme paranoia like that, and it's not good.
Well, then you know some of these guys who beat family members, they're trained fucking
can
kill somebody.
The worst guy you could ever have,
so,
be a fucking maniac like that. But dude, revoke his visa, man. Don't let him come back in the country.
Did you see?
He's a fucking menace.
Is his name George Masvidal or Jorge Masvidal?
Everyone's
Jorge.
Calling him George.
So did you see him fight that guy? That was a great combo he threw at. He almost like slap punched him.
Did you hear the post interview after the fight?
Where he goes, I
was scared, man.
Well, he's claiming. So if you don't know what we're talking about, last night there were fights in England, I believe.
Yeah.
George Masvidal was...
Fought Darren Till.
He knocked him out.
It was a good fight.
No, I saw the knockout highlight. Knocked him out fucking
I watched
clean.
The fight on YouTube.
And then this guy named Leon Edwards, I guess, who's a contender.
Yeah.
I guess they had a social
but wait,
media.
Is he a 170 contender? He's got a good record. I didn't know how.
They're in the same division, and I guess he's like pretty high up.
Yeah.
And so they've had a big social media beef.
By the way, Till is fucking... huge for 70.
He's a big guy.
There's no way that he should be fighting 70. He's an 85 or 205. He's a monster.
So this guy Leon Edwards, George Masvidal was doing an interview with ESPN post fight, and this guy Leon Edwards walked by. I guess he was talking a bunch of shit. George Masvidal put his hands behind his back. He says later.
He was cordial at first.
He says later because he wasn't looking for a fight. He said the guy came at him with his hands up. He said post. He said after, I thought my life was in jeopardy.
Yeah.
And so I attacked. He hit him with a three-piece.
Well, no, he's real nice. And then, well, he's giving the interview. He's looking at the guy. The interviewer's still there. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Say that to my face. And then it gets heated. Then he goes, beelines it over to the dude. And then you can see the shadows of it.
He damaged his face.
It cut him. He threw three punches.
Fast. Very fast.
Boom.
Dana, always the professional, said, we got to make sure this shit doesn't happen.
I know. He's what a fucking dumbass.
That's your comment? And it's happened like a million times.
I think
they love it.
I love it.
Guess what the next fight is? It's already been
made. I don't know, but that Usman's manager says he wants to fight fucking Masvidal, even though Masvidal was on a two-fight losing streak. Well, then he beat Till.
Why do you think they won?
I know.
This guy's perfect.
I don't know, though. Masvidal, I can't count that dude out. I remember that dude when he was street fighting on YouTube and shit. Dude used to fight in fucking Dada 5000's backyard in Florida.
Yeah, I get the impression that he's not a guy you'd want to fuck around.
Did you hear what he said about that Leon Edwards dude? He's like, his fucking visa's been revoked, man. He's kind of a Diaz brother, but like Florida style.
Where's Leon Edwards from?
No, he says visa's been revoked, meaning like if he comes to the U.S., he goes, I shouldn't even be saying this. Meaning that him and his buddies are going to like fucking kill the guy or something.
What?
Dude, he's Diaz brother-esque.
I like
He's a Florida Diaz brother.
He has a good hairstyle right now. Very long.
I didn't even recognize him.
Yeah, he doesn't even look like
what normally he has like he has like a Caesar cut.
Yeah, kind of short. Now he's like this weird almost mullet.
Yeah. He's got like long hair.
Speaking of the UFC, you could have gambled last night on the card. You could have used the promo code DO101 on BetDSI.
Dude, if you bet on Masvidal last night on BetDSI, you would have fucking cleaned up. He was a heavy underdog.
And if you go to our last week's episode, you'll hear us say, we guarantee Masvidal is going to win.
That's right. And if you would have used that promo code DO101, you would have made yourself some motherfucking money.
You could have called your boss tomorrow morning and say, you know what? Fuck you. I quit. Yeah. I'm a multimillionaire.
Yeah, I made $800. You can go fuck yourself.
The NCAA pairings came out for the tournament, so you can bet on that. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Get on BetDSI. Use the promo code DO101.
It's a good card. They've added some official fights coming up, too. Some good upcoming fights.
Yeah. There's Bellator fights, if that's your thing.
They should bet on whether Nick Diaz or Nate Diaz will ever come back and fight again.
I think Nate might, and I think only when Connor agrees to the third fight, I think, is what he's waiting for.
He's going
to
be so fucking rusty.
Yeah, no, I know. It's not smart.
Dude, Well, so anyway, take a look at BetDSI. Use the promo code DO101. And also, it's the sensation that's sweeping the nation. It's called Beach Cops.
Yep.
And people are losing their fucking minds.
Yeah, people are saying...
Tony Ferguson, some people speculate that Tony Ferguson had been listening to Beach Cops, and that's why his wife called the police on him, because he was losing his fucking mind.
To be honest, I wouldn't be shocked if that were the case. A lot of people are saying, just listen to Beach Cops. They're just like, I don't know what's happening right now. I feel like I'm under the influence of drugs, but I need more of this podcast.
It's the cheapest high you could ever get.
It's insane. It's like, I guarantee, like no podcast you've listened to before.
Yeah.
Boner City on steroids and crack cocaine at the same time.
And we're not underselling this. We aren't overselling it. We might be underselling it, as a matter of fact. So check out Beach Cops. Just go to Patreon, type in Beach Cops.
See what all the kids are talking about in your neighborhood.
I was driving behind this dude today, and I didn't know this was a thing, but it said veteran of the Cold War.
Really?
I didn't know that was. I've never seen it.
Just the guy who survived the Cold War?
No, I looked it up, and technically anybody that served after 1945, till 1991 is a veteran of the Cold War.
But that's actually considered? I mean, it's not even a real war.
My dad was a veteran of the Cold War. My grandfather was. My uncle was. No, none of them took the title as a veteran of the Cold War.
You don't think it's tongue in cheek that this guy?
No, this guy seems legit.
Was he wearing a uniform?
Yeah, he was. I didn't know that was a thing. I've never seen anybody advertise it, and I know a lot of people that served during that time, and none of them advertised
it. Good for that guy.
So that if you are listening and you served between 45 and 91, you are officially a veteran of the Cold War.
And get your bumper sticker from our Danish and O'Neill on Threadless. We have veteran of the Cold War stickers.
Dude, I was wearing remember the shirt that the fan, I can't remember the person's name off the top of my head now, but they sent me the Flavor Town with a in a circle with a line through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was on stage last night and somebody's like, "What's your shirt mean?" It was pretty packed in the OR. And I was like, "It means no Flavor Town. It's an anti Guy Fieri shirt." Whole crowd went crazy. Whole crowd applauded. Some guy yelled, "Fuck Guy Fieri."
I looked at his Twitter today. He posted some lady who had Flavor Town across her toes.
Tattooed
and it looked it,
across
I,
the knuckles.
I actually responded to the tweet and said, "If he's done in prison, it's like the shittiest looking ink."
How many letters? Are there enough toes for the letters?
I think it's
F L A V O R, and then T O W. Yeah. I guess it works out perfectly.
Yeah, and this lady just like, I was like, "Why would you get that?" Wow. And he's like, "Look, I'm a resident of Flavor Town, representing in San Diego." Every picture he's in now, his son is right behind. Is this kid not in college?
Dude, he's grooming him. He's doing what Michael Jackson did to those kids in that video. He's grooming them to take over the Flavor Town.
I was disappointed to see Double Dare's own host, Mark Summers, hanging out with Fieri at one of those cook conventions.
Dude,
Fieri was wearing a fucking... I love how he's like, people make fun of how he dresses, and he claims he doesn't dress like that. He's wearing a fucking... blue and black camouflage, like button down shirt. Just like, you look like a fucking idiot.
Dude, I wish that he was implicated in trying to get Hunter into some sort of college.
Or
like
if
USC.
He paid money to get him into UNLV where he went to college.
If he was indicted in that, nothing would make me happy.
Why does anyone placate Guy Fieri? Like his son, the younger son, was a ball boy at the All-Star game. Like, why is anyone in NBA? Why does anyone give this guy what he wants?
I have no idea. I can't wrap my head around
being
it.
In with
phenomenon.
Him, that, like, he's not a good chef.
No.
You can go buy nachos that give you diarrhea anywhere. You can get him at Guy's
restaurant.
You go to
the gas station and do it.
Chicken by Guy is now open. He's promoting that heavy, and he's wearing a
dude,
hat.
It's all marketing.
Yeah.
It's all the same fucking food.
Yeah.
Johnny Garlics. What is it?
Tex Wasabi.
Tex, what's the one that you just said? Guy's chicken.
Chicken Guy or Guy Chicken? I don't know what the hell it's called.
Chicken.
Suck my chicken cock. We got to meet Fieri one of these days.
What are we going to say? You know that we're not going to be dicks to his face. We'll be like, "Yeah, it's cool."
We'll have to come on the show. He's a cool guy, you know.
We can't confront him to his face.
I would punch him. What if one of us ripped
his
ears
out? I like
how
we say it, but then if we saw him, we'd be like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?"
If I saw him
I wouldn't talk to him.
In
but
a comedy
like, oh, hey.
Show. If I were on stage,
I would make fun of him.
Yeah, you'd have
but
to.
But off stage, I would beeline it to the parking lot and drive home because I wouldn't want to have to deal with the aftermath.
Come on, man. What's your deal?
It's all good. I have a great sense of humor.
You just see him crying. I'm cool, man.
Fieri.
Just wiping the tears off of his fucking mascara.
Old Fieri.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool parents, this is from somebody named Kyle. This is the Post-Independent in Aspen.
Wait, what? Wait, is this a local paper?
I think so.
Post-Independent.
So, people in Aspen, which is, I think, a pretty wealthy area if you live there or if you vacation.
It wasn't anything till Dumb and Dumber put it on the map.
Kid named Joseph Lipsy IV, who sounds like that's a real asshole name.
That guy is a... Who? Why? By the way, your kid has no shot if you start putting numbers behind his name.
Look at that! Look at the neck on this kid. It's a fucking
dude. Look at his arrogant fucking smirk.
He looks like a real prick.
Yeah, that guy definitely is. He's become the name.
He's 19. His mother, Shira Lipsy. Hold on.
Was that her? Was that the mother next to her? Let me see the mother.
She's 44. High. Not much older than us.
Yeah,
had kids young.
Not that. Sure. All right.
They turned themselves in on Monday at the county jail. They were arrested on numerous charges, including felonies. They were released, each posting $100,000 cash-only bonds.
Oh, Jesus. Got some cash going.
Lipsy, you may know him. He's the same teen charged in January with two counts of felony vehicular assault after he was alleged to have been at the wheel of a Tesla sport utility vehicle in November. that flew off Maroon Creek Road, injuring himself and four of their local high school students inside.
God damn.
His father, Joseph Lipsy III, 56, also faces charges connected to the alleged. This all stems from their having parties at their house, and apparently the parents were providing some cocaine.
Wait,
and doing the cocaine with the kids.
I heard the parents buying you beer, but who buys the kids coke?
John Lipsy IV, whatever this fucking guy's name is.
Dude, the whole family's a bunch of pricks.
It's like, what are you doing?
And so the kid was high on coke and he drove the fucking Tesla?
I don't know.
Was it vehicular assault? He must have been drunk. How was he not in jail?
Because these people have fucking billions of dollars.
That's like that kid who killed like four people and put permanently disabled two.
What'd they say he had? It was some weird word.
He gave affluenza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you go get an affluenza shot at your local clinic?
Benji affluenza?
Follow. It says in quotes, Joseph Lipsy III, that's the dad, based on reports from community members and people familiar with the family, spends much of his time out of the Aspen area. According to his wife's arrest warrant affidavit, unsealed Monday, family owns or manages several companies and corporations. Both parents were charged with distribution of cocaine to a minor, among other charges, which is considered class one drug felony under Colorado law. If convicted, each parent would face a mandatory sentence between 8 and 32 years.
Yeah. You know what? They'll end up getting nothing.
A slap on the wrist. Son faces two counts of distribution of drugs to minors, among other charges.
Jesus Christ. Wait, this guy's hanging out with kids that are under the age of 18?
Yeah, he's also 19. So
I guess, but I mean, how old are these kids? 15, 14?
It says though those counts are class three drug felonies because he was less than 2 years older than the people he was giving drugs to.
By the way, if you were in high school or around this age, I wouldn't want this to be my parents, but if I had a friend who was this parents, I'd be like, this is awesome. I would know enough at that age to be like, I wouldn't want this to be my family, but I definitely want to take advantage of these fucking douchebags.
You think any of his friends are trying to pork the mom? Like, I mean, you're doing cocaine with this woman.
Dude, something tells me there's so many chicks there.
Yeah.
That they're
you think
probably
the mom's like, who wants to fuck? My bedroom's open.
I could see the dad and mom being like, you want to watch how a real man fucks? Why don't you watch us?
My friend, Lipsy IV called.
He's in prison with me right now?
Yeah, he gave you coke.
I'm also in here with Lipsy III.
Yeah, Scott says he wants some of that coke. evidence collected by
investigators. It's me, Ken Kratz. Hey, your mom's a real nymph. Yeah, I'm here for the party. Your son's a friend of mine.
Evidence collected includes cell phone Snapchat video shot by a student that allegedly showed the mother sitting in front of a plate featuring a pile of an unknown white powder.
What are these guys? Like, relive it? Are these Scarface?
And you're letting kids video it? How fucking dumb are you?
You dumb fuck. If you have this kind of parties, if you're a parent right now.
Hey, that's Snapchat, right? Because I want a lot of people to see this.
Dude, you have got to fucking have, you know what you need? The Dave Chappelle
cell phone bags.
Yes.
If
that's
you're
what
this
you
rich,
need.
No cell
you
phones.
Need, I can see Dave Chappelle showing up here being like, I need the cell phone bags before I show up.
If you're a parent that's dumb enough to provide cocaine, idiots. You have enough money to fucking say, hey, no phones.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Another video allegedly shows the mother, her son, an identified man sitting on a couch in front of a table featuring a white powder dusted credit card. Rolled up dollar bill and three green straws.
She was only 25 when she had this kid. She had enough time to party it out of her system. Wasn't it like she was like 18 and had a kid?
Who also is like, you know who I want to do coke with? My mother. Shoulder to shoulder. Dude, sounds awesome.
It sounds like the worst thing ever. You'll never respect that person again.
No. And she got you in trouble. Before sending the photo, the user put the text, "This kid's parents are trying to kill me," on the screen with the video.
They do this. always a good caption on a photo.
About somebody's mother. The two videos were both timestamped about 2:45 a.m. So the mom's partying hard.
Dude, but I got to be honest with you. If I were 19 and I had a party house like this, you know this house is fucking pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Piles of cocaine and probably all the booze, whatever you want.
Double-ended dildos.
Yeah. I'm sure the mom brings her friends over.
Yeah, and they're all horny.
Yeah. Oh, this would be the greatest thing ever. Looking at it now at this age, this is the worst idea ever. But if I were 19, I'd be like, dude, we got to go over to that house.
The best is if you're 17.
Yeah,
then
yeah,
nothing's
yeah,
on your
yeah,
record.
Yeah, yeah.
The it's minute all, you turn 18, yeah. you're like, I'm out. I can't come over anymore. This is permanent. I don't want to get fucked.
It's my last day. I turn 18 tomorrow.
At midnight, I am leaving. Third video shot at 3:45 a.m. shows the same plate in the first video with a pile of white powder along with the same credit card and green straw on the table.
Wait, so they didn't do it or they got a new pile?
I think they got a new pile. Before sending out that video, the user typed the text, almost did it all to go along with the video.
Dude, you can only do so much, especially at that age.
Yeah.
Before you die.
And the mom's just, you know, she's 44, slowing down.
Yeah, dude, that mom, I guarantee you, that mom was ready to pork. There's not a single mother out there who's doing coke with their kids that isn't ready to pork. Like, really ready to pork.
Says, and while none of the videos explicitly show the parents giving cocaine to a minor, other high school kids, who it seems are willing to narc to get out of trouble, saw the plate of cocaine upstairs at the home, and one allegedly saw the parents and their son pass the plate to a minor who inhaled some lines.
Dude, you know that dad. How creepy was that dad around all the girls that are there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bought this.
Come on, ladies. Let's play some fingers. Probably finger each other.
Probably got a private jet. Just some fucking freak shit.
Yeah. The mother said her son told her he was downstairs at the home the night of January 2nd. When he and others realized one of their friends was missing, they went upstairs and saw their friend sitting at the dining room table with the parents and a younger couple, the affidavit states.
So what happens to this dude and his business? Like, you know, does this guy recover? Is this guy done? Is he going to lose a substantial amount of money over all of this? You would think that there has to be some sort of financial repercussion on the business side.
Yeah, you would think. I don't know. They may just have so much money, though, it just may not matter.
We should hit the mom up. Party with the mom.
The woman said her son told her when he saw the incident involving the parents, he felt like throwing up. And he didn't know what to do.
That's a lie. That's bullshit. That's a lie. He says that now.
Felt like throwing up from all that cocaine in his system.
At that time, he was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
The son told her mom, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. They were making it look normal, like they were passing around vitamins.
Oh, shut the fuck up,
dude.
You're
at this house.
Yeah,
you're not innocent.
Nobody just walks into a party where his parents are serving coke. You know beforehand. Word travels quick about shit like this.
You know the Lipsies like to get tipsy. Dude, you were going in there for a reason.
I'm fine. You want to narc to save your skin? You're 19. That's fine. But don't go over the top with it, you piece of shit.
Finally, in a search of the home, cops and deputies found a collection of items likely to be used for freebasing or smoking cocaine.
Oh, these guys are getting real hardcore.
Included charred tinfoil, a crystalline powder, cake spoon, baggies of white powder that tested positive for cocaine.
These guys are
pills,
some like real hillbilly shit here. They're freebasing.
Including Xanax and Alprazolam that didn't accompany prescriptions, and codeine syrup. These people are fucking partying hard.
Yeah, man, they know Bushman how to get down.
Bushman might want to go over here.
I could see Bushman outlasting all of them at a party like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are you guys doing? Free basin?
Is your mom
Come on!
I got some cans. Will your mom fuck me for the cans?
You're like, Bushman, wait, you're going to continue to freebase? Of course!
The investigation into the Lipsies grew out of an Aspen police investigation into a burglary and theft of alcohol from the Mountain Chalet Lodge in downtown Aspen. And related vandalism at another hotel, it sounds like. Two of the three teenagers arrested in connection with that case were also at the home. So I think they turned him over.
They're like, hey, if you let us off on this, we'll give you some real juicy details about this family of cocaine addicts.
It says those two teens and several others told cops they were at the Lipsy home on different occasions when underage kids were drinking in the presence of the parents. One said he had seen the father unlock a liquor cabinet, distribute alcohol to minors, and make statements such as, be safe, have fun, do this cocaine.
He also saw a student liquor the guy's mom's pussy.
And she said, be safe, have fun, and make me come. They say Dillman was there. He said, all you got to do is you got to do the cocaine, make it look dangerous, and they love it.
Make it look good. What is it? Make it look.
Let's go to the tape. That's only one way to find out.
We've heard it a million times. I can't believe we don't.
Is it make it look good? Make it look dangerous?
And then he's trying to think of something else, and he's like, and they love it?
I think there's a third thing.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Here it is.
We should have this tattooed on our body
here's
somewhere.
Dillman on competition.
This is what you have to do to win big tournament competitions. Look better than the other guy. Make it look dangerous, deadly, and they love it.
Okay.
So dangerous and deadly are kind of one and the same thing, but he uses it as two things.
That's Dillman style, dude.
So be better than the other guy, which is, if you're going to win a competition, of course, that's going to be the case.
Yeah, but the way Dillman puts it really makes you think. Do I need to be better than the guy to win? Yeah, you fuck.
So this dude who made the statement says he was there that night. He saw the infamous plate of cocaine. He secretly filmed it and the men sitting in front of it and sent the video to his friends on Snapchat. Another minor told cops he saw the dad carry the plate of cocaine in the living room that night and saw people sniff the drug while about 15 high school age kids were in the home. Third teenager at the home also told the police he saw the yellow plate of cocaine on the table. One of these teens said he ingested Xanax, MDMA, and a drink called Lean.
Lean? What the fuck is Lean?
Lean is codeine and Sprite, which a lot of rappers drink. All of which he received from Joseph Lipsy the Fourth.
It's the opposite of Scissorp, then.
What is Scissorp?
It is Scissorp and Lean, same thing.
Same thing.
They just changed it?
It's just
I only know it as Scissorp.
Just a different name.
Yeah.
Like pot, weed,
I didn't know. I mean,
grass.
Yeah, codeine. It's all codeine.
Yeah. So there you go.
You know what I think, though?
I hope they beat this.
I could also see all these kids going to this house and then seeing like these adults with this coke and everyone just being really quiet and it being like and them trying to get the party started. Like everybody's sitting on a huge couch and he's like, I got cocaine. And everyone's like just sniffing a little bit of it and they don't know what to fucking think. They're a little weirded out, a little paranoid, very quiet.
He's like, come on, guys, let's turn
the
music
party.
Up.
Hey, babe. Whip your tits out. Show everybody you're having a good time.
And the son's just like, how cool are my parents?
And everyone's like, this sucks. I gotta get out of here. I'm high as fucking cocaine. I'm paranoid out of my mind. I got this 56-year-old man fucking whipping his dick around.
44-year-old mom just
bouncing
fucking,
her tits down the stairs.
Just freebase cocaine off a spoon. Which is like probably not the coolest thing to see when you're a teenage kid. You're probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, I thought... In my mind, I was like, oh, that would be cool. But now I do think that that was the scenario. I really think that probably none of these kids were having a good time. I think they're all kind of weirded out.
I got to go.
Who's going to do this fucking plate of cocaine?
Or just like all dudes, like none of them invited chicks or they didn't show up. And it's just like, and then you're with this kid's like, parents. And you're like, are they cool? Like, are they fine with us being here? This is kind of weird. And they're like, are we cool? Here's the cocaine plate.
Because I do remember one time, a friend of mine's dad, we went to meet. Went out to a bar. It was like a private bar, like a VFW sort of thing, or one of those things, like a Moose Lodge or something. But he was there with his buddies, and it was an awkward situation. Like, they were getting aggressive, and you're just like a teenager, and you're like, what the fuck are we doing here? This is kind of weird. I'm drunk. I don't want to be around anyone's parents.
I remember in middle school, I didn't go to this party, but there was this kid, and his old man was like a Vietnam vet, kind of a crazy, crazy dude. And he would always have parties. And so, you know, like you're like in eighth grade. But it's like still kind of awkward between guys and girls. And it's like around the age where like, you know, people were starting to like each other, whatever. And the dad would be like, let's get to spin the bottle going. Like, young kids.
It killed the vibe in the room 100%, didn't it?
I don't know if people would do it. I think he made them do like that weird game where you fucking pass the orange like in your neck.
Oh,
where you have
Jesus.
To like get all clear. Everyone's like, what the fuck? I don't know, like what he was. If he was just like officiating, or
I don't think until you're like 21, when you start bringing parents in the mix, it got weird. It always got weird, even if they were like, "I'm down to do fucking huge rails of coke, whatever it is." It was fucking bizarre.
Remember in high school or college, people started like, "You know, like smoking weed with your parents is awesome." Like, it sounds horrible.
I never heard. I didn't know anybody that was. That cool. It was always us against them. Like everyone I hung out with, it was like the kids versus the adults.
Probably
nobody ever fucking crossed the line there.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. Like we hid everything from our parents. We never fucking told. I didn't.
And they're hiding stuff from you.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're up to. They don't know what you're up to.
That's
for the best.
Should be, for sure.
It's how you maintain that relationship.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what they're doing. They don't want to know what you're doing for probably fully.
So I think that's probably a more realistic approach to it. A bunch of fucking scared kids sitting there being like, should I try coke now? This fucking old dude's telling me to do it. I don't know.
When the kid's 19, so I would have guessed he's out of high school. So he's hanging out with high school age.
Dude, because his parents didn't pay that $500,000 to get him into a fucking a college.
They're like, we didn't
Colorado.
Buy all this cocaine for you not to use it, Junior. You better call some friends.
Maybe it is good if they force their daughters, actors force their kids to go. So they might end up like, this guy probably didn't go to college.
Hanging out with these fucking, hanging out with your parents?
What are you going to do with the rest of your fucking
life?
What
if he has to move out just to live a sober life because his parents are such hard partiers?
And they're like, if you're going to be a pussy, quit.
He's like, you want
get the fuck out of our
house.
We're
not paying for anything. Nope. No apartment, nothing.
We'll only pay if you keep doing coke.
With us.
And freebasing. And fucking doing and drinking lean.
MDMA. Here's your morning Xanax. Take it. Fucking nuts. Who's the better parent? This is from Jeremy. It's from The Guardian. This is a Dear Abby type situation. 5 years ago, I went through a bi phase and used to sleep around with pretty much everyone that came along, including other men. This is from a dude.
Interesting. I always find that fascinating because I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that like you were, and then at one point you're like, you know what? I'm just going to settle with a lady.
Yeah. Some people just like to try it all. This changed when I fell in love with my new partner, who's everything to me.
Wait, you said partners as a lady? Or
yeah, dude? Lady.
Okay.
I recently met her parents and halfway through lunch realized I'd slept with her father.
No, wait, is this true? No, it's not. This is true. Where is this from?
The Guardian.
Okay, so it's for a realistic, it's a real publication.
I was going to propose, but when my partner and her mother were away, he told me to end it with his daughter. I'm obviously in love. Shall I just ignore him or tell my partner?
No way.
So this says...
they took this seriously? There's no way this happened.
Pamela Stevenson Connolly is a U.S.-based psychotherapist. Here's what she has to say. I'm not sure you could ever have a comfortable future with your new partner. To tell the truth would be to court disaster, a probable breakup, plus the risk of a permanent rift between father and daughter and father and wife.
Yeah, but what if the chick has a great sense of humor?
What, thinks you're joking or just as
no,
like,
no, like, that's hilarious. You know,
I'd say odds are against that, but
no. But why? Maybe she's like that. So funny! I can't wait to tell all my friends that you fucked my dad.
I can't wait to make a speech about it at the wedding.
Yeah, this is gonna make such great fucking small talk when we meet new people. Like, how did we meet? Well, first
you'll
never
know
it, but he fucked my dad, and then he started fucking me.
And the dad can make a great toast at the wedding. Like, I know, and then he fucks hard. How do I know? We fucked.
Maybe that's why I want to leave the daughter, because he didn't fuck hard.
Yeah, that's true too. Or too hard.
But,
like, he really rammed him too. He doesn't want his daughter to go through that.
So is the dad still married to the mom?
Yeah, he is.
So he cheated on the mom.
Yeah.
So this guy better shut his fucking mouth or this guy could blow his cover.
I'd be like, hey, you let me marry her, you're going down.
Yeah, I'll take his whole fucking family down.
Yeah, you wanna get divorced?
You force me out of here. Not only will I'll break up with her, but I'll tell her what you did and I'll tell the fucking wife.
Yeah. Hiding the truth would lead to toxic secret keeping that could be equally destructive in the long run. If this whole family was as open-minded and sexually open as you, it might be possible
Fuck
for you to become
lady.
Part of it.
Fuck
Are
you,
you crazy?
Lady. Fuck
what
you.
Family would be like, hey, why don't you just fuck the mom so we can all say we've all
Dude,
been together?
This lady's nuts. Are you out of your fucking mind?
What family?
Hey, sorry that they're not so... Maybe if they were as cool and open-minded. What would she say about that fucking Colorado family?
Probably
that's
they're great.
Freebase and like, well, I wish everyone was so open-minded.
What family would be okay? I don't care if you're the most sexually liberated family of all time. No one's going to say, this is great.
I don't think that dad should be out there fucking young dudes.
What if the wife and mom were like, oh yeah, we knew he fucks guys all the time.
That's why I'm saying you got a chance.
Or what if the daughter's like, dad, you did it again. Stop fucking my boyfriend.
I'm saying if the mom's not cool with it. I hate when people are like, well, if they were as cool and open-minded as, you know.
Which would be no one, ever.
No.
The wife is going to be like, oh, great. The daughter's going to be like, dad, high five. We have the same boyfriend.
I love these utopian sexualities that are created by these fucking doctors. Like, that would never fucking happen.
No.
There's not a single person out. There's three people in the entire 7 billion who are like, yeah, I'd be down with that.
It says, however, the father, your former lover, has made it clear that you will not be welcome. Walk away now and avoid the massive pain that would otherwise be inflicted on your partner, her family, and yourself.
No, dude, the pain, this guy's already fucking shit up. Here's what I say.
Blackmail the dad.
Yeah, you get some money out of this.
Yeah.
Pay him to leave you, your daughter.
Yeah, why? He didn't do anything wrong.
No.
He was single. This guy's married.
He just loves the fuck, man.
He's the young nymph. This guy is the powerful.
Yeah, who is it, Ken Kratz?
Oh, you better leave my daughter alone. You better not marry my daughter because I fucked you and I'll sue you like I did to Brendan Dassey. He tried to break my family up. Look what happened to him. Hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. Why don't you give me a text back?
Dude, stay in that relationship. You like this lady, you stay with her. And you tell that dad, you better shut the fuck up or I'm going to fucking blow your shit up.
Yeah, this guy didn't do anything wrong.
You know what he did wrong? He loved too hard.
Yeah, he fucked too hard. he may need to like get away. Like, do you think he met both of them online? The dad and the daughter?
I don't know. I mean, look, what if you fuck this dude and then he shows up years later with your daughter? So put yourself, I don't have any kids. You have a daughter. Let's fast forward 25 years. Fast forward 30 years.
Yeah, I bet it'd be pretty bizarre.
You're going through a phase where you're just fucking, you're boning some dudes.
Young dudes, it sounds like.
Like late in life bisexuality.
Yeah.
Or you were just, you were ignoring your feelings.
Yeah.
So you go, you're excited.
And then your
daughter. You got your wife. You're like, I'm meeting the new boyfriend today. She's
the love
real
of my
serious.
Daughter's life.
And then he opens the door. What's your reaction? You go, I fucked that dude. I sucked that dude's dick. I hate his ass. He ate my ass. Now you see him kissing your daughter.
To be honest, and obviously it's not a plausible situation because I'm so heterosexual, but I think...
You said that sarcastically.
Just because it's a stupid thing to say. But I think it seems like human nature would be like, you may not even say anything. You'd just be like so awkward. Just like, but I don't. It'd be a weird thing to live with.
Yeah, but they both know. It seems like at some point, what if the women, sometimes this happens where they're like, we're both going to go to the ladies' room. You're at a restaurant. They go
well, that's
off.
What happened is the dad, they were left alone.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what happened. And the
what
dad
you
said, you leave my daughter alone. You get the hell
do you,
out.
Do you do that Planes, Trains, and Automobiles scene where it's like, hey, how about those bears?
Real
masculine fucking
you still
talk.
Fucking dudes? How about you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you seen any good UFC fights lately? I just love that.
What if the son was about to ask the dad for her hand in marriage, and then he's like, oh, shit, it's you.
I think that something happened where the dude wasn't up to par sexually.
Or the dad may still be in love with him, and he doesn't want his daughter to take that big,
yeah,
big old dick away.
Ended badly. I don't know. So tough, I say this guy stays in it.
It sounds like he's in love, and I don't think he's going to take this this advice. Sounds like he's going to stay involved.
And I got to be honest with you.
But it sounds like it could end disastrously.
Yeah, and I don't think you're going to do any more damage to this family. Some tells me if this dad's out there, if the mom knows, it's just as crazy as if she doesn't know. So
yeah.
I'm going to say you're not going to fuck this family up if they find out. They're probably going to handle it. Something tells me that they got a lot of secrets. A lot of people are doing a lot of weird shit. This father might be the dad from... abducted in plain sight.
It does sound kind of like that, to be honest.
Yeah. Except that, I doubt that father would have the backbone to tell a guy.
No.
To be like, you got to bring up my daughter.
He would
like,
say, definitely marry her, and I'll still jerk
you
off.
Okay.
He'd be like, oh.
Come on. It's just kid stuff.
That guy was weeping when I betrayed the vows of my marriage.
Yeah, he jerked his neighbor off who was raping his daughter and fucking his wife. The most insane thing you'll ever hear.
Yeah, still can't get over that.
No, it still haunts me. I told Pete to watch it, and then he sent that text. Hey, yeah. Guys, in the neighborhood, looking for a little release. It's just kid stuff.
It's so crazy. It really is. This is from Jeremy. This lady's also, this is turning into a parent of the year competition. This is Daily Mail. Single mom. She wanted her son to get a swim lesson.
Just one?
I guess swim lessons. So this became viral. The woman, nicknamed Auntie, on the phone, went freaked the fuck out on the prospective teacher. When they were communicating about what the lessons entailed, the woman's from the U.S., but I think lives in England. She started the convo by asking the teacher if she can train her child, to which she gets a positive yes. Auntie proceeds by asking if the lessons are free, and she hopes they are because she can't pay as a single mother, which is a good start.
Okay.
After not receiving a response, within 40 minutes, she begins bombarding the teacher.
Oh, what a psycho.
With texts.
What a fucking psycho.
Teacher is working her regular job and is too busy to answer immediately.
Oh, wow. So she goes to the free and then she goes, oh, well, fuck you because
yeah,
I'm poor. You think that I'm fucking
out.
Lesser of a human being?
She says, Auntie says, that's rude. I want to know what time today I should bring my son to the pool. Teacher explained that she wants to swim alone today and she'll message Auntie when the next class is on from 3 to 5 p.m. And she says, can you come at 1 today and teach him? 1 to 3 is warmer than 3 to 5. I know you have flexible timing. Can you reply faster?
Oh, my God, dude. I can fucking picture this fucking bitch. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This gives me anxiety. Listen to this fucking lady.
She went on to ask if her son could just receive a private lesson rather than a group one, considering she was going to be alone and he has anxiety.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah. Do you know why your kid has anxiety? Because
you're psycho.
Because you're a fucking huge cunt.
Because this is how you arrange like an easy, something that should be one text.
Oh, you don't text me in 45 minutes? Fuck you, you fucking bitch.
Understandably, the teacher wasn't interested in a free one-on-one lesson with this psycho's fucking kid.
This poor kid, man. He misses out on opportunities because mom's such a fucking cunt.
What followed was a tirade of abuse, with auntie suggesting she would just throw him in the pool tomorrow at 1 p.m. and if something happens to him, you're responsible.
Oh my God. What? How passive aggressive?
Psychotic.
What?
She also said the teacher's so privileged she should start charging other families' tuition fees and giving it to her.
Dude, it would be hard to not respond to this lady because you have somebody that's just, it's going to be hours of entertainment if you just keep texting her back.
She says, you have flexible timings. You work less hours than me. You earn more than me. Those fucks are rich enough that they can afford to get a swimming instructor, but no, they want only free stuff that my son needs. You're so privileged that you don't need money. You refuse money that people are ready to pay. They are ready to give money and you don't need money. Do you know how much I need that money? I'm a single mom. You should get the money from them and give it to me. Wow. You're privileged. You should give it to me. I need it more than you. If you won't teach my son alone, you should at least give me the money.
By the way,
reply. I can see that you read the message.
This lady teaches swimming lessons. She's not flying on a private jet.
Dude, what are you doing?
To fucking exotic locales. Are you kidding me? This lady's fucking bitching at a lady who teaches. She has two jobs. This lady fucking teaches and then she teaches swimming fucking lessons. This lady's not making money.
Jesus, this lady's a fucking...
This lady should be shot. What a fucking lunatic.
So here's some more of her text. She says...
It just keeps going on.
Well,
this is great. If I were that swim instructor, I would love it. Part of me was just like, this is just fucking gold.
Yeah, just keep answering like the minimal amount to keep her going. She said, that's even better. You can teach him alone. Those brats got free classes for a month. You need to make up for that with my son.
She said, you got to make up for that.
The lady said, what? I can't teach just your son. Why not? He has anxiety issues. You have to teach him alone. She said, I'm not a certified trainer. I don't want to be responsible for the safety of a kid with anxiety in a pool with depth twice his size. I think you should get someone else. When I say anxiety, I don't mean like that. He just doesn't like other kids.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
She says, just teach him exclusively for a month. After that, you can put him with everyone. They get more classes than him. It's not fair. So you start teaching him from tomorrow at 1. It's better to be out of the pool by 3. That way no one gets sick. Also, he doesn't have goggles. Bring an extra pair tomorrow or let him use yours until I buy some.
Dude, I can't tell you how many times I've had to deal with someone like this.
The lady says, I can't swim daily. If I go swimming today, it'll be at least 2 days before I swim again, and I'm not going to teach anyone exclusively. Wow, you're such a selfish bitch. He's just a kid. Don't you have a heart? I'm a single mom, and I already told him.
I could draw a picture of this lady, and I guarantee you it would be 90% accurate.
3 minutes later, she follows up with, so, ... And she says, and then again, a minute later, tomorrow at 1, then says, I can see that you've seen my messages. I'll throw them in the pool tomorrow. She says, whatever, you're probably a lousy teacher. You're such a nasty, horrible person. My son doesn't need this. I don't know what I did to deserve this. Why is everyone so selfish and unhelpful these days? This lady's horrible.
Dude, what a...
Horrible.
That poor kid. I almost think that... Having child services, remove him from the home. Even if he goes to a foster home where they molest him, it would probably be better than living with this fucking psycho.
This lady is the fucking worst.
A detestable human being.
I mean, she must get into it with almost everyone. Because this lady's like, all this is trying to get
How many times you've been at the mall? You hear, like,
I mean,
go to Target on a Saturday where you're trying to return something and you'll run into, there'll be three people like this in line.
I mean, when we used to deliver groceries, you go into people like this.
It's like, oh, remember that fucking blind lady who was kind of blind?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, put him over there. And I wouldn't put him where she said. And she's like, I said over there. And I was like, I thought you were fucking blind.
Yeah, she could see that.
She's like, by the way, this tip, it's not going to you. I'm donating it to charity. I was like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, great. Enjoy your charity.
Yeah, man. What a psycho fucking raging cunt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. That poor, poor child doesn't have a shot at anything. This is how she deals. This lady deals with every single thing in life like this.
Starting off, do it for free. And it's like, why? Because you're a single mom. It's not this person's fault.
By the way, why does your kid have to learn how to swim?
Yeah.
You can wait till he goes to high school.
Or if you know how to swim, you teach him.
It's not that hard. I didn't have anyone teach me how to swim.
The lady's going to throw him in the water at once. If something happens, it's not on the lady. It's on you because you threw him in the water.
Dude, I don't know any of my friends that had swim lessons.
I mean,
learn how to swim. No, yeah, but you swam.
No, but there's like plenty of people who don't take lessons.
Dude, I don't know any.
You just pick it up.
My brother, my sisters, my mom. I don't know anybody who had fucking swim lessons.
Yeah, this lady wants them free, too. Fucking nuts.
Yeah, actually, throw them in the pool might be the best thing you could do. It'd probably learn how to swim pretty quick. Nobody there, no
psycho.
Instructors. Oh, man.
Goddamn psycho.
He's got anxiety.
The poor kid.
Yeah, no wonder he's got fucking anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, it's good times.
Here's another one. Quick one from Barb.
We got to write this Dassey letter.
I know. Well, yeah, we should get to that after this. So this is from Fox. This is an oldie but goodie. A woman, well, like not that old, but woman's gone viral. She canceled her baby shower because her family and friends were unsupportive of her choice for her baby name. It's Squire Sebastian Senator.
This is a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Squire?
Yeah.
Like Billy Squire, the fucking singer?
I think like the knight.
No, know, I know, but Squire. Do you remember Billy Squire?
No.
Wasn't that I think it was the actual rock musician.
She says, "Dear members of the Squire Sebastian Senator baby shower, I have a really important announcement to make. Brings me pain to have to tell you this, but I'm canceling the event." The woman goes on to explain her decision, stating her friends have been spreading rumors and lies. "Y'all have been talking shit about my unborn baby, an unborn child. How can you judge an unborn child?"
Well, they're not. They're judging you.
Yeah.
Stop putting the blame on the kid. It's you, you idiot.
The mother shares she was not crazy or mentally unstable or drunk when she chose the unique three-name moniker, which she emphatically points out is only his first name, by the way. It's all three of those. He will not be allowed to have a nickname. He is to be called by his full and complete first name. She defended her choice, claiming her family is descended from a long line of both squires and senators. Okay, who cares?
Aren't we all? Like, if you go back far enough, probably find some sort of fucking royalty in everybody.
If you look back in our family tree, the survival of this clan is literally rooted in squiredom. We're all related to senators, too. This name conveys power, conveys wealth, conveys success, which I'm assuming she has. I'm going to say not a lot of. My baby's name will be a revolution. Okay, fucking weirdo. She concludes her lengthy...
Wait, is this the same lady that's taking swim lessons?
It could be. She concludes her lengthy Facebook rant calling her family fake and claiming her name choice will make her sudden extraordinary. If you think that, good luck to you.
Wow, a name.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Man, this lady has mental problems. Big time. What a fucking... Get on some meds, lady.
Yeah, it's like in the...
That's a stupid fucking name. I got news for you. It sucks.
And the kid's going to get bullied. It's not going to be...
Hey, Squire, get over here. We're going to push, fucking flush your head down the toilet.
Hey, what are you, Squire? Are you a senator? I'm naming my kid Dice the Comic.
Mom, I've been here with Squire Senator Sebastian.
Am I from a long line of...
What? Is that three people?
No.
He says it's just his first name, and he hated it because he had to learn all of them when kids were spelling their names.
So hard to spell. I couldn't even spell Squire right now if you asked me to.
And then I'll do this one quick, too, and then we'll get to the letter. This goes hand in hand. Texas mother is calling out a Southwest Airlines employee. She said mocked her 5-year-old daughter's name and posted a picture of the small child's boarding pass on social media. Tracy Redford told KABC her daughter's name is... ABCDE, which is pronounced Absidy.
This sounds like a, you know what? This sounds like a joke from The Office. Like, that's what it sounds like.
By the way, the employee has every right.
Crazy.
Again, they're mocking you. They're not mocking the kid.
Yeah.
The kid's name is ABCDE.
Dude, I get it. You want to be different. You want to be like,
Absidy?
But stop it. Just fucking stop it. We're all the same. None of us are different. None of us are special. We're all the same. Name your kid a normal fucking name. Give him a chance at a normal fucking life.
If you wanted it really to be Absidy, then just spell Absidy out.
Dude, life is hard enough. Why the fuck are you making it more difficult for a fucking kid? Name him Ted or fucking Sally. Just fucking say, stop with this bullshit.
That one, though, is easy to spell because you just need to know the first.
I guess if you're anticipating having a retarded kid, go for it.
Redford said the incident occurred, blah, blah, blah. She and her daughter were preparing to board a flight from Santa Ana, California, home to El Paso.
Wait, is that a person? A drug dealer?
Redford told the station that a gate agent at California's John Wayne Airport saw Absidy's name and started pointing, laughing, and talking to other employees. Which
I saw this. Fucking.
She said, so I turned around and just said, headline. Hey, I can hear you. So if I can hear you, my daughter can too. I'd appreciate it if you stop. She added, while I was sitting there, she took a picture of my boarding pass and chose to post it on social media, mocking my daughter. It was actually brought to my attention by somebody who had seen it on Facebook and reported it to Southwest Airlines. After 2 weeks of doing a formal complaint, Southwest hasn't done anything. They're like, hey, man, it's not our fault.
Look, I think that the person who posted it should get a promotion.
Yeah.
And like, should be in charge of mocking people.
She should be in charge of the Southwest name police.
The fuck out of here, lady. You want to do something stupid that you're going to fucking get? You're going to get called out on it.
Southwest has since apologized, saying the social media post is not indicative of the care, respect, and civility that the airline requires from its employees.
Man.
But I got news for you, lady. It's not going to get easier for Absidy. She's only five. This is already happening.
Yeah.
It's going to continue through her life. She's going to have to explain it every time.
What a fuck.
2014, some site said over the past three decades, 328 baby girls have been given that name.
A, B, C, D, E. What is it? E, F?
A, B, C, D, E.
A, B, C, D, E.
Absidy. 32 of whom were born in 2009.
By the way, I wouldn't have any clue how to pronounce that.
Yeah. No, you would have no clue. Nicknames for the name include CC, City, Abby.
Abby? This is not even close to Abby. ZZ. What are you talking about?
AB and CD.
CD? That sounds bad. Like, it sounds like CD, like S-E-E-D-Y.
Don't hang around with that girl. She's seedy. Would you rather be named Absidy, or would you rather be named Squire, Senator?
I like Squire, Senator, Sebastian.
Both.
Triple S, dude.
They should get married.
I'd be fucking Triple S.
The two of them need to get married.
It sounds like a WWE wrestler's name.
Squire.
Here he is, Squire, Senator, like some aristocrat that fights WWE.
He could be played by David Taylor.
Hello.
Here's you need like a real muscular guy.
No, he could be a manager.
Oh, he's the manager?
Squire, Senator.
I come from a long line.
Sebastian.
Of senators and squires.
I am better than all of you. You are peons.
By the way, squires aren't a high-ranking individual.
No.
Squire's the guy that serves the fucking king.
And senators are elected. It's not like you're, it's not royalty. It's not like...
This episode would be called Mother. I don't even know her.
Mother. All right, so let's write a letter to Dassey.
The big Dass man. Now, it's got to seem kind of legit.
Dear, should we say Brendan? Brandon?
I think misspell his name.
Dear Brandon?
Yeah, we call him Brandon. I mean, his real name's Brendan, but...
Dear Brandon.
Say that we also... Okay, let's have a... We should have a quick outline of where we're going with
this.
We
want to talk some WrestleMania.
Yeah, huge fans... WrestleMania. We've also been in trouble with the law, which isn't a lie.
Should we just lead off with we saw you on Making Murderer seasons 1 and 2.
I think we read about you in the paper. We never even heard about Making a Murderer. We want to stand out for the pile, I guess. I mean, I think that would probably be the best case. Like, hey, been following your story in the local paper. I think it might win some points where it's like, oh, they don't even know me from TV.
Okay. Dear Brandon, we read about you in the local newspaper and have been following your story.
Talk first of all, what's been going on in WrestleMania lately?
It's WrestleMania season right now.
Oh.
I think it's only like a month away.
Say, we thought we would hit you up because, of course, you know it's WrestleMania season. And we couldn't be more pumped about it. And we're sorry that we couldn't celebrate it with you because you seemed like a cool guy. And he seemed like a cool fan of the organization.
he's going to miss yet another WrestleMania. Every year he must just look at that calendar.
Mom, how many more WrestleManias do I have before I get out?
I don't know.
40!
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
John Cena's son might come and go or retire.
He might be his grandson.
Still not even get out of here.
Yeah, The Rock's going to be dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, wow. It's dark.
Yeah.
Okay, so we thought this was a good time to write to you because like us, you know it's WrestleMania season.
Jeez. So how many WrestleManias are there?
There's one a year.
I know, but what is the season? Like, it's so, like this lead, is like when everyone starts like gearing up. Okay.
So everything's gearing up towards WrestleMania. Okay. Ronda Rousey's starting her rivalries.
Okay. By the way, we might have to hire a child like my niece to handwrite this in a crayon.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
After that.
Because like us, you know, it's WrestleMania season. We really wish we could watch. Like, do they let you watch it in there? Should we have
Yeah. That? Do they let you, or I almost asked him if they, like, can you watch it or check it out on the internet? Because that's actually an interesting, I would like to know the answer to that. Is he following up on it? They also have magazines. Does he watch, read the magazines? Because if not, we should send this with a WrestleMania magazine. I don't know if they allow that. Is that paraphernalia? Guys could end up smoking crack out of that thing.
Or you could like sharpen it into something and kill somebody. Should we mention the ice machine? We read somewhere that like you were having trouble with people using the ice machine, and we really agree with your stance. Yeah.
As ice machine repairman. That's sweet. We think it's terrible. Just say, hey, we've been hurt. We hope. I mean, I think it's like a sincere, like, we hope people stop messing with that ice machine. They are delicate machines. I mean, I'm not going to. I did have an ice machine at the Holiday Inn. My dad was running that place. So I'm familiar with the ice machine protocol. And they do break down a lot. So it's he's doing the Lord's work.
Okay, so there's that. What else do we need to ask him?
How's but Scott? Is Jenko's?
We want to ask any Jenko related questions?
I think we save that for a follow-up. Okay. We got to really get him on our side to hit us back.
Okay.
I mean, what are the bullet points here? WrestleMania, huge.
Yeah, that we lead off of WrestleMania, then we get into the ice machine,
huge.
Should we ask like, how he passes
What else was
his
he
time?
Talking about?
What else does he talk like video game designing.
He's taking a course in that, right?
I think so. That's what he wants to become.
Yeah. I'm going to say that your training's going to be obsolete by the time you get out. I don't know. But did you see that they're getting, Avery's getting that retrial?
You could ask him about Lethal Weapons.
Yeah. Have you been keeping up? Wow. How do you feel about Sean William Scott replacing whatever that dude's name is? And I think you should write whatever that dude's name is on Lethal Weapons. By the way, love that show.
Clayne Crawford? It's a weird name.
Okay. Should we reference that we used to watch the Lethal Weapons TV show in the 80s when Mel Gibson was starring in it?
Okay.
Yeah. Because he might read it and be like, these guys don't know what they're talking about. I need to set them straight. Like, that was a movie. This is a TV show. Anything that will get him to respond back to us would be great. Because I think that when he gets out, we could get him on the show. If we really started a great correspondence with him, he could be a regular guest.
You're going for the 40-year long play.
I think he's going to get out.
All right, so here's what we have so far. Dear Brandon, we read about you in the local newspaper and have been following your story. We thought this was a good time to write to you because, like us, you know it's WrestleMania season. Can you watch it or check it out on the internet? Man, we hope so. Do you subscribe to any of the wrestling magazines? Because we could send you one if that's allowed. We read somewhere that you've been having problems with guys overusing the ice machine. That's horrible. We hope people stop messing with it. They're delicate machines and deserve to be treated with respect.
I don't even know if we should do this. It sounds almost. At the same time, I do genuinely want to talk to the guy.
How do you feel about the actor Sean William Scott replacing Clayne Crawford on Lethal Weapons? We used to watch the original Lethal Weapons in the 80s starring Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. Should we do this or is it not good? What do you guys think? I have to take a poll here. What do you
now
guys
it's
think?
Starting to seem a little too real. Like on paper, it looked fine. Now it just seems like... I mean, if we could get correspondence with them, we wouldn't fuck with them. We would just want to get the ins and outs of the prison. I also would like to know more about Scott, more about Barb. I look at it as more of an investigation.
Should we just make it like more just... legit questions.
I mean, that, by the way, the Lethal Weapons question is real. I do want to know his thoughts on that. We are genuinely worried about that ice machine.
It gets hot.
And we are concerned that he's missing out on WrestleMania because nobody should. I think that WrestleMania should be a God-given right for every human on Earth.
It's like health care?
Yeah.
WrestleMania and health care.
Oh, man.
Do you think
he
calls Barb to get the, like, what happened? Do you think she, like, keeps up on it?
I wonder how long he can stay on the phone. She might be able to put the phone up to the TV. And then Scott probably turns the channel.
This call's costing us $8,000. Yeah.
Trying to watch Baywatch reruns over here.
And WrestleMania's like 4 hours long.
You only get 15 minutes on the phone.
I guess I'll call you back.
Maybe if he could arrange it so he could call during like the main event.
Ooh, yeah. But then he doesn't know all the drama that happened beforehand.
Yeah. You can use the internet though, right? You could probably check up on
They probably limit pretty heavily what you can look up.
Yeah, it's true. Probably like mainly educational shit and email.
I don't know. I get a bad feeling about this, but.
I'd say we put it on hold.
Okay. I like where it's at. It's a rough draft.
Yeah. I'll keep it in my drafts folder.
Maybe it was a funnier idea on paper than actually going through it. Or yeah. What's our other option is just to be completely honest with him. We do a podcast. We follow this story. I mean, he's getting a lot of that.
Yeah, but who knows? It sounds like he does respond to like almost. I don't know if you'll get like a serious correspondence going with him, but.
Okay. Well, maybe go on a more honest approach where it's like, hey, man, we talk about you a lot. We're rooting for you, which we're not necessarily because we don't know what the fuck
we
happened.
Root for the truth.
Yeah.
And if that involves you.
We're rooting for the truth, and I hope you're not rooting around in your fucking Sully's butthole too much.
Yeah. And ask him what happened to his girlfriend who called him fat.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Is like there's a lot of unanswered questions in that series about the Das Man.
I'd be curious, is he dating? Like, are women approaching?
I'm sure he's getting some serious beef shots.
Yeah, you would think. If Steven's fucking cashing in.
But why do they call it a beaver?
Yeah, because mine looks like one.
Yeah,
it's got a tail.
Big hairy. Big hairy beaver.
It's got a tail and big teeth.
Scott likes munching on it.
Oh, Jesus.
Scott's earrings.
That's TMI.
What's that? What, are you learning new stuff in there? You think you're better than me? Got your GED? Going to talk down to your old mom?
What's JED stand for?
I don't know. It's a name.
I got a diploma. It says Jed on it.
Yeah.
I think they gave it to the wrong guy.
I'm taking over the car wrecking business.
Hold on. Let me ask. Is there a Jed here? Because I got your diploma.
Hey, man. fuck you. Fuck. I'm using the
ice machine. I'm using an ice machine right now. And if you stand in my way, I'm going to fucking cut you.
I think that's Jed.
Okay.
Imagine that.
Get off the phone, motherfucker.
I took a test. They gave it back to me. And it just said Jed on it. Last name.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Hey, Brendan.
It's general education degree.
It's Ken Kratz, Brendan. How you doing?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
He said, what if he called him and jerked off?
just talk to me dirty. I want to jerk it.
You look good in the color orange. You look like a nice little pumpkin.
You got a little doughy there. Kind of like that.
Want to carve you up.
You got some big old boobies.
I'll titty fuck you if you titty fuck me.
Yeah.
His lady does. Somebody pointed out on Twitter, his lady's got some big old beef cannons, and she does.
She did a tweet that was like, Ken's not. I think he was dressed like as someone from Predator, and she's like, oh, Ken's no Predator.
I saw that.
Someone's like, that's not that tweet.
No, he's a total Predator.
Yeah, if anything.
Dude, she did have some big old beefers.
She seems horrible.
Hey, why don't you whip out those beefers? Let me suck on them.
He's the fucking worst. I tweeted at him. He didn't respond.
I saw.
Which is disappointing.
God, I wish he would go to prison with Das Man.
It would be the ultimate movie plot that he's locked up with people. He's locked up with people he got thrown in there.
Ken, you're using the ice to put down your pants, and that's not what's there.
By the way, I got to figure out, what are they even using this ice for? What do they need ice in prison?
Well, I'm assuming it's hotter than fuck in there.
So what are they using?
Ice in their
sack. Are they sitting on a block of ice?
Maybe putting it in a t-shirt, wrapping it up.
What is this? Like one of those ice bars?
Maybe they.
Where the chairs and tables are made of ice?
Maybe they clog the sink with something, put it in there, put their ass in there. Are there balls?
Oh, maybe they put it in the toilet, like at a bar?
Yeah.
Get the splash pack.
Or maybe you're making toilet wine. You want to throw the ice in there and get it nice and cool.
Dude, there's no use for ice in prison. It's not like they're walking around with fucking cocktails.
What if the commissary is all like super hot fucking soda they leave out? You need to ice it down.
This is ridiculous. I mean, I just don't understand what you need a bucket of ice for.
Maybe you throw ice on the CO as he walks by through the bars.
See, that's my problem. I can see it being used, some guy melting a bunch together and making a giant fucking shank, and then it melts. There goes your evidence.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be hard to melt it, though.
Well, I'll melt it.
In the winter.
I'll melt it between my big old boobies. Hey, Kenny. Brandon.
Kenny K.
KK. He just needs one more K. Be very fitting.
He's Kenny Keith Kratz.
Kenny Kyle Kratz?
The senator.
They call me KKK.
Yeah, I got a new girlfriend, Leah, my new wife, Leah Kratz.
She's got big old nipples.
She looks super, she looks younger, way younger than him.
Yeah, she's probably dumb as shit.
I think she was a hotshot lawyer. I think I saw that.
She was?
I think she said she was a lawyer. I assume he worked with her.
What was she doing, like animal malpractice?
Who knows?
Get out of here.
Suing people for getting beefers?
Oh, she's probably a scumbag.
But she obviously likes him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a huge scumbag.
She thinks he's in the right.
Yeah.
He watches any of that. And they're like, oh, you know what? I want to marry Ken Kratz.
How can we harass Kratz to the point that he'll come on the show to tell us to stop? All allegedly. By the way, this is all hypothetical allegedly.
We have to get Eric Heitz when he cuts out here.
We got to keep tweeting at him like, dude.
Who, Heitz or Ken?
We should put Heitz and Ken on one.
Together. Either you guys want to go.
Eric Heitz, the man that's riding across the country at 500 pounds.
We just book guests and put Seagal and Guy Fieri. We'll just put them all.
Oh, dude, put them all.
One tweet. Any of you guys interested? Hey, we don't have a guest for next week.
This?
Someone dropped out.
Yeah, we have one spot.
Who wants it?
Talk amongst yourselves and get back to us.
First answer gets it.
Yeah. Dude, we got to. So Monday, it's got to be Seagal, Fieri, Ken Kratz, and Eric Heitz.
I don't think Gary Keeler has Twitter because he would be on there.
He probably took it off.
I don't know if he has
it. He probably couldn't handle it because he probably drained too much filth on there.
That's true.
I want to suck your fucking, I want to lick off your hairy butthole.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to suck your hair on your butthole.
Like Hobagon. That's where he wants you to go.
Dude, you know he loves chicks who don't shave their legs or pets.
Oh, yeah.
He loves that shit.
I've been seeing a resurgence in hair. Well, not a resurgence, but hairy pits are on ladies.
Really?
Coming out.
I haven't seen it in a while.
I've seen it. Some actress was in a bikini and she had big old hairy pits in the bikini. Great body.
It's too bad.
You see it and you're like, it's an interesting choice.
Yeah, it's like
I just don't get like what are you? Who are you trying to be? Like I don't get it. It's you like don't want
to
do it.
When they used to sell Lamborghini Countaches in America, they used to have to put this giant bumper to meet crash standards for the '80s, and it would just the bumper ruined the car. That's what the pet hair is on like a hot lady. Just what? Ruins it. You're like, why does this bumper need to be on here?
When it's like, I mean. Like, would they like if a man, like, is just like, I don't care about my appearance, I'm going to be...
No, I mean, their thing is like, you know, it's like that, remember that long time ago we had that lady who was like, you better like it, and it's like, no, I don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to like it at all.
My thing is, I just look at it, it's just not my personal preference, go for it.
Yeah, if you want to do it, and you want to, and you and think if, you can find someone who loves it, then good for you.
And if they're not, like, pushing it, like, you have to like it, or how dare you criticize it, then I'm fine.
Lick it. I want you to lick my hairy pits.
Ooh.
Smell my BO.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Does hair lead to more BO, or is that not associated?
I don't know. Have you ever shaved your pits?
I've never shaved. Not fully. My pits. Remember that comic we knew who tried shaving him because he had a big sweaty pit problem?
I think it makes it worse. I think the hair absorbs some of the sweat.
Yeah, he like tried everything. He couldn't get anything to work.
People
even
do
tried
the
that, like, medical grade deodorants that didn't work.
People,
you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he's a sweaty mess.
Bushman.
Then people put the collagen or Botox in the pits.
Yeah.
It's going to come out somewhere. Like, you're not going to stop your body from sweating. It's going to come out your fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Or your ass or your balls are going to sweat.
Swamp
if you're a dude.
Ass.
If you're a chick, you're going to get big old sweaty tits and sweaty
we
ass.
Saw a dude who used to open mic with us get tit sweat. Nick Country.
His name was Titty Sweat.
Yeah, in the summer, those things were just
juicy.
Leak.
Yeah.
Looked like he was lactating.
Yeah, it was like a fucking, It looked like he just walked through a sprinkler that only hit him in the nips.
He also did random raps about the Ding Dong Show, which he had a rivalry with.
But he would do it in the original room where nobody knew of the Ding Dong Show. And then people would be like, what are you talking about?
Don Barris, he doesn't scare us.
But he would say, when I say ding, you say dong. And everyone's like, I'm not doing that. Fuck you.
I never saw anyone respond to it. Not even.
He's like, come on, do it.
These bimbos. He looked like Barney from The Simpsons.
And he wouldn't just sweat through a t-shirt. He wore polo shirts.
Yeah, he would.
Well, it takes a lot to sweat through a polo shirt.
He had great tits, too.
Yeah, I mean, I never saw the nipple bare, but they looked good.
But they were just sweaty.
Yeah, like pre-pubescent tits like coming in.
Old Nick Country. I haven't thought of that guy in ages.
Well, that's how it goes.
But he's a Fortune 500 CEO.
Yeah, he's doing
comedy.
He's doing coke in Aspen with his son.
With Robert Lipsey the 15th.
Yeah, he's Nick Country the 4th.
What's weird is like I'm so proud of my family name that I'm going to pass my name down, but I'm also going to freebase cocaine with said son.
Dude, did you know that Robert Gipsy?
Lipsy?
Well, Robert Lipsy the 2nd and Robert Lipsy the original.
Are disgusted.
No, they all were Freebasers.
Oh.
A lot of people thought they were Freemasons, but they weren't. They're Freebasons.
Well, the son should be a rapper, Lipsy Hustle. He might be when he goes to prison.
I gotta be honest with you. Sometimes I think that's all it takes to become a rapper or anything these days, just a catchy name.
He crashed that Tesla. He should working put on hard. Autopilot. He should be driving a Tesla.
Yeah. Those
a lot of comics
cheap.
Are getting Teslas.
Everyone's getting in the Tesla game.
I saw Tiffany Haddish did a post.
Oh, really? I was in a comedian's Tesla not that long ago.
Red Band's looking at Teslas.
Jesus.
Yeah. He's got that Tesla money.
Renazizi got a Tesla.
Tesla and Twain.
I don't like it. I find them intriguing.
Rogan really is.
They're so fast.
He raves about it.
Dude, I love speed. It's almost too fast.
He said it was like almost overwhelming.
Yeah. It's not like... With a motor, you have like a linear system. You have gear changes. There's all things. This is just one fucking blast and you're gone.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. It's exhilarating, the acceleration, but I don't know. Something's lacking in it. It feels lacking. It's just instant thrust. It's completely, there's like a slight whine and that's it, but it's gone. It's like, it sounds like when you ride a golf cart, you hit the accelerator. It's like, what?
It's just a lot of juice.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel, but it's the way everything's going.
Comedy Store parking lot looks like a Tesla
dealership.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm not getting one.
I took one the other night. I was like, oh, this is mine. And I.
Which is the easiest thing. You could easily just get in any car there and just fucking steal it and go.
You'd be like, oh, I got to go. They said I could.
Somebody did take somebody's car.
Really?
Because there's multiple. Remember Priuses when they were big?
Oh, yeah.
I remember
yeah.
somebody drove somebody's car home and they're like, dude, wrong car.
Wrong Prius.
Yeah. That happens.
I took Dice Man's Escalade.
You're like, oh, I thought this was my Escalade. He's like, you don't have an Escalade.
Dice Man's doing shows with Rosie Barr.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Eleanor showed
it's actually, me. It's actually a good combo.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What was our meeting of fans?
Yeah, it is interesting. But I think with some of her controversy, she may have gone closer to the Dice Man.
Who else could you throw in there? It should be like Louis, Dice, and Roseanne.
The controversies of comedy?
Yeah.
But I don't know if Dice, controversy's not recent enough.
No, but he's still, like when you hear Dice, it's never followed by, if Dice is in the news, it's never anything, it's always, oh, what are you, like the Dice Man? Like, it still has a negative connotation to it.
Maybe Michael Richards?
Yeah, he wasn't ever big enough. Like, because you got to think.
He could open, though.
No, but Roseanne was huge as a comedian. Louis, huge as a comedian. Dice, huge as a comedian. Like, those guys, like Louis and Dice were arena guys. So, who else could you get in there that's a former arena guy who's been... got some controversy going.
Davey Wester?
Yeah, Davey Wester. Davey knows we talk about him.
So does he?
He's like, he ran into somebody. He's like, I heard you guys talk about me on the podcast. I go, yeah. A fan of yours like ran into me or something, told me.
I haven't seen him forever.
I saw him Yeah, I saw him. He's home. He's been off. He's like on the road for like 3 months straight. Now he's back.
Davey.
Living down the street or something.
We saved a special thing for the end. We got a phone call.
Yeah.
We made a phone call to Matt in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. We should have fucking said this at the beginning. I literally in my head, I was like, all right, we'll preface this in the beginning.
But
say, listen to the end.
We're also, rewarding people who stayed till the end.
Yeah. Are you just going to splice it in, or are you going to play it over the speaker right now?
I'm just going to splice it in.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were, I thought you were getting ready to... Oh, no. I thought you were getting ready to play. I was like...
No, I
the qual- this it'll degrade the quality.
No, I have to set it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So listen to the end. It's the story of Matt delivering his own child.
Yeah.
In a very dramatic situation.
Yeah,
And it's a good listen. So fucking listen.
He's a tattoo artist. He's a fan of the podcast.
It's funny.
He's a listener. It'll make you cry. It'll make you laugh.
It'll give you some, you'll be put into fear.
Yeah. So listen to that. We're going to splice that in right now.
Fuck. We should have told people at the beginning.
Yeah.
We always we can't even remember our own fucking ads.
I know, we got a lot to remember.
What we need is an eraser board that says every time it says talk about this at the beginning.
We should be like every successful podcast that has like some producer who can tell us what we're doing wrong.
I think it's the charm of the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
It's a mom and pop.
50% of the episodes at the end, you'll be like, God damn it, why didn't we say this at the beginning?
Wow, that was a harrowing story. Thank you, Matt, for letting us call you.
Yeah.
And if you have a crazy story that you think we want to talk, you should talk to you about.
But it's got
to
be at the Matt level.
Yeah.
This can't be.
Yeah, we're not
fucking,
talking like, yeah.
Yeah, this guy delivered his own child.
Yeah. He bit the umbilical cord off with his teeth. We're not talking like you saw a cat like in a bush and you got it out of there.
Yeah, yeah. This has got to be high level shit.
So hit us. You can hit me up at danishthemayor@gmail.com or Twitter's Danish and O'Neill, Instagram Danish and O'Neill. So that's it. And right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Take her easy.
Use that bet DSI. Win some money. And listen to Beach Cops. Here we go.
Books, you never turn a blowjob down.
Along with Matt.
Yes, sir. Matt Monroe, yes.
Hey, what's up, Matt? How are you?
Good. Great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, you have
a listener, first time caller.
Technically, we called you, so.
Right. So that's
first time receiver.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
You in San Diego right now?
Yes, sir.
Are you from? Do you live in Tennessee? Or are you?
No, born and raised in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
First off, congratulations on the birth of your child.
Thank you very much. So, what happened? Take us through the situation.
Well, basically, we were around. My fiance was around 37 weeks. She woke up in the morning, started feeling like pre-labor, you know, contractions and stuff like that. She said she started feeling different. That was around 5 o'clock in the morning. We're going to have the baby at a birth center with like midwives.
Okay.
You
go water birth?
We did that before with our last one. We ended up having the baby on the bed at fully delivering it out of water, but so we were kind of going for the same thing. They told us to, you know, kind of ride it out and just see where it goes.
They told you to just ride it out, even though, like,
yeah, just because the contractions were all
they weren't like timing close or anything. They were okay. All over the place. So they said it could just be like pre-labor. That stuff could last a week even until there's actual like set contractions and then water breaking and stuff like that. So, after maybe about 2 hours, my fiance started telling me, we need to start packing our bags, getting everything ready, because I hadn't even done that yet. I'm a tattoo artist, so I work a lot. So we were just at the time where we should start packing our bags and having that stuff ready anyways. So I'm out there trying to put a car seat in the car, and I heard some real guttural sound coming out of the wind.
You're like, is it a bear break into the house? Or is that
right. Beyonce? Yeah. Fortress of the Bears.
very nice beach house reference.
Yes. So I go in there. She's on her hands and knees in the hallway. Water's breaking.
It's never a good sign when you walk in and you see that. By the way, Courtney's water broke. I didn't see it, but she said, like, it's not like the movie, but it's a nonstop flow.
It looked like a gallon of water came out. It was so much water.
Yeah, like in the movies, they say it looks like a glass, but like from what I've heard, it's not a glass.
No, it was a lot. So we got her into the bath to kind of, you know, because last time when we had our first baby, her water broke. We had the baby 30 hours later. So
I got time here. I got a lot of time.
Yeah, exactly. So she gets in the bath. I walk out of the room. She screams again. And I go in there and she says, the baby's coming. So
how far do you live from the birth center?
25 minutes. And she's like, there's no way. There's no way this is happening. And we just got the car detailed. So she's like, I'm really not having the baby in the car.
I like her style. The car got detailed? Mom. She's like,
yeah.
I'm not going to mess up that detail job. It looks too good.
Yeah, she knew we weren't going to make it in time. She's like, that baby's coming out here or it's coming out in the car.
You should have taken an Uber.
And then just been like, hey, sorry. That would have been a good idea.
You'll get fined, though. You'll get that. I think they charge you $150 cleaning fee.
Yeah.
I think if you have a baby, there's like $1,000.
I would hope so. I would hope so, because it looked like a slaughterhouse.
So then just like right then, you actually...
Yeah, pretty much.
The baby. Did you do it? Or you all kind of hot?
Pretty much, she pushed two or three times from when she got out of the bath. It was maybe 3 to 4 minutes.
Wow.
It was three pushes, the baby, the head came out. I called my sister-in-law because she's a doula, like midwife. So she said, okay, just watch for the head. The cord was around her neck, so I scooped that around. And,
there was even like a heightened... This wasn't even just a regular. You had to worry about the cord around the neck.
Yeah, I guess
this is like a high level delivery.
Yeah, it is a normal thing, but that's just something to look for. You know, my first instinct was, what would the street doctor do? I had my knife ready. I was thinking I should get a bread clip or something to clip the end. I don't know what, but she talked me out of it. So I scooped the cord around the head and. Baby came right out.
Wow. Did you cut the cord? Or?
After we then called our midwives and they showed up about 20 minutes later.
You're like, so cool time.
With Starbucks and just really taking their time.
Well, unfortunately, that day they're normally closed.
Oh my God. Dude, everything was complicated.
Everything was working against us. But,
do you still have to pay the midwife?
Yes.
Did you get a discount at least?
I wish. Well, we did actually because we had it there before, so they helped us out anyway. So
okay,
it's not okay. It's fine. And honestly, the speed at which it came, it was worth it because I don't think me or my fiance could handle another like 30-hour wait. You know,
they say second kids is because the body is used to it. It's fast, but usually not that. Obviously.
Right. Yeah. I mean, from her
from her waking up and having contractions, it was 4 hours from when the baby was there. And it was 40 minutes from her water breaking. Jesus.
So how'd you clean your bathroom? You called me the wolf from Pulp Fiction?
I put my head down and turned on your latest episode and kind of wait for it. I laughed my way through it. That's the best I could do.
Did you, who cut the umbilical cord then when the midwife got there, they did it?
I did it.
Oh, you did it. Okay. So you knew, yeah. Like, because I wouldn't even know. I would probably just cut with a lot of slack on it just in case.
We waited because, like, you got to deliver the placenta, the afterbirth stuff came, have to come out. So
did you do that?
We did not. We just waited until they got there. Because it's about the baby's out. That's all that, as long as that baby's crying. And,
But that's your fiance, right? This whole time?
That's probably
kind of weird to see visually, right? Or?
It was. As soon as it happened, we just both started laughing. I felt like I was on acid because it was the fastest, weirdest experience I've ever had.
Man, it's got to be so surreal. Did you, when the placenta came out, did you just smash it down the drain with your foot?
We moved her onto the bed and put down, like, chuck pads, like some of the doctors. So that's, we're into that hippie stuff. So she got the placenta's getting encapsulated and she's going to take those.
Okay.
At different times. No, kind of helps healing and all that stuff.
Yeah. Do you have a boy or a girl?
A girl. Two girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel an extreme connection to the second one because you delivered it?
Delivered her? Well, you know what? For the first one, I was there too, and I was there when delivering the baby the whole time.
Okay.
I didn't catch that when my wife kind of pulled her out. So this one, it was nice to have a little trade off here, you know.
Do you consider yourself an obstetrician now?
Well, that.
Hey, do you consider yourself an obstetrician now that you've delivered a baby?
I would think so, or at least a street midwife. You know,
you're like a street wife.
That's what I do. Maybe I'll be the top midwife.
You're like a Dr. Huxtable without all the rape.
Without all the rape, yeah, totally.
In the medical degree, the fictional medical degree. Do you think that? Are you putting ads on Craigslist to deliver other people's babies?
I should. I could
at a cut rate. Yeah, like lower, like half the price of what these midwives are doing.
Yeah,
you know what they're doing.
No, it wasn't that far. There wasn't like that extreme, and you know the midwives once the baby's out, it's crying. We're more in the safe mode. So, and she wasn't hemorrhaging or anything. She really handled it like a champ.
What were the baby's measurements? Big baby, small baby?
Oh, she was a 7 pounds 1 ounce.
Decent size. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you nervous at all, or were you? It just happened so fast that you're just like it's game time.
Yeah, I didn't even have any time to have second thoughts or anything. You know, it was just that baby's coming, and we got to deal with it. But
was your fiance nervous? Like, shit, this isn't how we planned it, or just like, hey man, I'm supposed to do this?
No, she kind of realized that if the baby's coming, the baby's coming. There's nothing we could do about it. So we've been together 16 years. So. We both kind of used each other's power and made it happen, you know?
You mean, hey, after this, you can do anything.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bonding experience for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. How old's your other kid?
She's 2 and a half.
Where was she? Was she at home?
I had my mom had just taken her to the park maybe 10 minutes before the baby came out.
Jesus, that's good timing, because I don't know if you can get over subconsciously experiencing that.
Yeah, but, I didn't think about our dog was there, and he seemed a little traumatized for a day or two.
he's like, why are people screaming and there's tons of blood and shit in here?
Yeah, basically.
What was your mom's reaction when she came back and now there's a baby here?
Did she know any of this was going down? Did you text her right after, or did she just show up?
I sent her a picture right after, and she was just like, oh, my God. was she glad she wasn't there? Was she called Andrew DeWitt's mom and been freaking out? I think so. Yeah, I think as a grandparent, you're like, what is happening? Yeah, and just, like, I feel bad because I didn't even think about it. I sent this picture, and it's, like, my fiance, and you just see a lot of blood. And so she's like, is she alive? Yes. And then she realized that there's a baby in her hands, and so it was all good.
Did you have to, sorry if this is kind of a crass question, but did you have to sew your own life up?
I did not. Thankfully, that's what I came to midlife for.
Yeah, you didn't handle any of the aftermath?
No, I just cleaned up the mess.
Do you think this will help your tattoo game? You're like, there's nothing I can't do.
Pretty much, man. If I can do this, I can do anything.
Do you
guys want to tattoo that new baby of yours on Beach Cops?
That is. Yeah. We might get, if you could do a picture of the actual birth, like halfway through it, we would love to get that.
Yeah. Well, no, all I thought was, seeing that if I could do that, Zach better be able to climb in the bathtub and squeeze a fake baby out.
Hey, we're going to play this for Zach. Be like, look, please, people are depending on you for this.
We are.
What unrelated question, what's the weirdest body part you've ever tattooed?
I tattooed a dick.
Really? What did you tattoo?
A cocktail sword on it.
Oh, really? Did you?
Is it limp or hard? It's limp. He kind of had to chub up too, so we could put the stencil on it. But as soon as that needle touches it, that thing it pulls back into itself. So
I'm gonna say that's pretty. Yeah, because no matter how, and you can be the best porn star in the world, as soon as they put a needle on your dick, that shit just going away.
Well, right, and I mean,
are you pulling that dick out?
I had him stretch it over a stress ball, like the little squeezy stress ball. It's about the only way to get a good grip on it, you know.
How did it turn out? You don't see a lot of dick pads. I don't see a lot of dicks in general.
Not too bad. It was one of my early tattoos, so.
Is that kind of like the new guy hazing, where you're like, all right, you're new?
The guy teaching me was like, hey, you're going to have to tattoo a dick sometime in your life, so you might as well do it now. Meanwhile, I haven't done one ever again. And
Is it that common? I was going to say, it doesn't sound like a very common thing.
They're not that common, but, I mean, for, like, really tattooed people, they tend to, they're like, oh, I'm running out of room somewhere.
Have you thought of that dick real estate?
Yeah.
Have you thought about, like, duct taping a popsicle stick to the dick to stretch it out to make it easier?
You know, that's a good idea. Maybe next time I have to do one, I'll try that.
Has anyone ever asked you to tattoo their asshole? Is that a thing?
It is a thing. I've never done it, though. I don't think I'm ready to do that. That's one of those.
What do you get, like an eyeball? The fuck would you get on your ass?
Yeah, I've seen people get a flower around it.
An asteroid or something,
or you know, some
ringer
could get one ring to rule them all or something. You know,
the only cool tattoo is you put a D on one of your ass cheeks, and then you use the O for O'Neill.
Right.
Hold off your asshole.
That'd be great. That's a good idea.
If anyone out there wants to do that, Matt will do it for you. Because he delivers pay to these tattoos people sick.
Yep.
Hey, we'll pay for it.
Sounds good.
Before we go, if you want to plug your where you work, your tattoo shop, anyone's in the San Diego area, if they want to get some work done by it.
Oh, yeah. I work at Left Hand Black Tattoo and Art Gallery. I love to do tattoos. I'll do them all for you, except buttholes.
Okay. You want to follow your social media or anything if you want to look at your
You can find me on Instagram at Matthew Sean Monroe. Send me on Facebook. That's the ones I got.
All right, man. Well, yeah, man, that is a crazy story. And thanks for sharing it with us.
Yeah, congratulations again. What's your daughter's name? Emily Jane.
Well, Emily Jane, congrats. Yeah. You got a shout out on the Danny Chimino podcast. So you're off to
a good start.
Yeah.
All right, man. Take care.
Yeah, man. Right, thanks, dude.
Good luck. Yes.
Bye.